Blog Talk Radio.
Show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub in its entirety. A show where we study the rock we were hewn from and the ditch we were dug from, basically our ancients. Not simply to study for study's sake, to study to find out what mistakes they made that got us in the situation we find ourselves in, universally speaking. And when we present these studies, there are different responses when it comes to unpleasant realities. Humans begin, they seem to resort to doubting, denying, or distance themselves from ugly truths. But nevertheless, the truth remains. As I said, doubting, distancing themselves, avoiding ugly truths. Why? Because we can't handle the truth. We like to live in a fantasy of lies. You would see that in reference to our ancient ones. They don't let up. We are some toxic and poisonous people when we want to be. Certainly in the case of Moses, not being able to go into the land of Canaan, and in the 21st chapter of Bat Midbar, they resort to doing the same thing. Chronic complaining. They're simply, in some regards, you know that fairy tale, the goose that laid the golden egg? They simply like to kill the goose in order to get more eggs, not realizing that you can only get a daily dose of eggs every day, that golden egg. But that's how we are. We hate the goose that laid the golden egg. And certainly in regard to Mosaic, he's like the goose that laid the golden egg. And you've experienced yourself in your own lives. People hate the goose that laid the golden egg, and they like to kill the goose, not realizing they've destroyed their own relationship with wealth, so to speak. That being said, before we get started, I simply want to give all praise and glory to Yah for these studies, these clear, in-depth studies, where we try to delve into the storyline and ascertain the who, what, when, where, and how. I'd like to thank the Most High for that. The opportunity to study with great minds like Cartrell and Sister Abby and you fellow students out there. I'd like to thank the Most High for my health. The opportunity to have my soul restored for his namesake. I'd like to thank the Most High for the air I breathe, certainly in regards to seeing the situation that unfolded in Lowry, Hawaii. 80% of that community is destroyed. But I'd like to thank the Most High because you never know. I'd like to thank the Most High for the food I eat, my sleep, awakening. I'd like to thank the Most High for wisdom and understanding and humility. I'd like to thank the Most High for an opportunity, any opportunity that presents itself to accept correction, whomever it may be from. I'd like to thank the Most High for being the man that the Most High want me to be. Not nobody else, but what the Most High want me to be. All praise and glory be unto his name. And before we get started on our studies, you perhaps are wondering, who are the we I was making reference to? Sister Abby of New York City. Brother Cartrell of New York City. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as themselves. Don't look down their nose at their brothers and sisters. Because they know we're all dirty out here. Can't nobody say they're clean. Can't nobody say they're right all the time. And they're humble in that position. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Now, I'm going to bring Sister Abby on. I don't know if she's going to speak or not. She's on a mini sabbatical. But we're going to respect that if she chooses not to. If she chooses to speak, that's a bonus. And I'm going to bring Brother Cartier on. So, Sabby, I may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Oh, shalom, shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. I also want to give my thanks right now for everything. Father, I thank you so much for all your love, your mercy, and your protection that you put upon us, giving us another day and more time to get our lives together, get straightened out, and come back to you, Father. Father, I thank you for the food and the roof and the clothes on our back that you could make sure we're provided with. Father, I also want to thank you for bringing me out of all the storms I must put myself in. Father, I thank you for life's blessings that gave me the faith and the strength to know it's you, Yah, that's the only one that can help me when I call on you or when we call on you, not just I, Father. I thank you for all that's willing to come to you. Father, I thank you. for planting me on solid ground. I thank you for this platform where we could study and I can still get stronger and stronger coming to you, my Father. And may you bless the brothers and sisters out here. Bless the Lord, Father. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and protection. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. That was beautiful. That was a beautiful prayer and blessing to the Most High. Thank you very much, Sister Abigail. Praise
you. Oh, my pleasure.
Praise you. Now, Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bless you, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of our fathers. How y'all doing, family? Good to hear your voices. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. Good to hear you,
brother. Good to hear you, brother.
All praises. And it's good to hear. Y'all giving thanks to the Creator. And I'm going to keep it simple because we could be here for hours, me giving thanks for all the things that y'all have done for me. So I thank you for life, health, and strength, for all things and everything, for even a crystal clear vision of his plan and his desire for us, his promises that he made to our ancient fathers and the promises that he made towards us. So much to be thankful for to the Most High. It's always good to give thanks unto him. I'm honored that he chose me to do what I'm doing. And I'm thankful for his providence over my family and over our people. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Abby. Thank you, fellow students. I hope you guys out there are giving blessings to the Most High from your own personal experience and observation, too. Well, just listen to us. You need to be giving some thanksgiving to the Most High yourself. And as I said, we are about to delve. When I said delve into the set of, what I try to do is try to take us into the center of these studies so you can look around and see the who, what, when, where, and how. Not just read it from the outskirts, but dive yourself, immerse yourself into these studies so they can become an innate part of you. And so it's kind of difficult to not remember these things when you dive yourself, immerse yourself into these studies. And by Mitzvah, the 21st chapter, praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let's get started, shall we? The Canaanites were defeated at Homa. Now the king of Ararat, the Canaanites, who dwelt in the south, heard that Israel was coming. Now they always hear about us. They know about us. People still know about us. On the road to Atharim. Then he fought against Israel and took some of their prisoners. So here's what Israel did. Let's see what Israel did. Israel made a vow to Yah and said, if you indeed deliver this people into my hand, these Canaanites, then I will utterly destroy their cities, which they delivered. And Yah listened to the voice of Israel. Yah listens to his people. And delivered up the Canaanites, especially when you make a vow. And they utterly destroyed them, their city. So the name of that place was called Homa. Praise Yah. And here we go again, Katya, as I said, being toxic and important, stiff-necked and stubborn. So when we were journeying from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, you recall Edom, our brother, wouldn't let us through. And the soul of the people became discouraged on the way. We don't like difficult. We think everything's supposed to be easy. And the people spoke against Yah and against Moses. They don't never stop till the casket drop, do they? Why have you brought us out of Mount Aram to die in the wilderness? For there's no food. I mean, we're going over the same thing over and over and over again, people, and expecting different results. The insanity of it all.
The difference this time,
yeah,
is that they put the Most High in it. They used to blame Moses and Aaron. This time, they threw Yah in there too.
Man, we don't learn, do we, Cartrell? We throw Yah in the bridge. You hear me, Contrail? We're even throwing y'all at the, under the bridge now. We ain't content with just picking on Poe Mose, who got him locked out laying. Now we done got some big kahunis now. We done got some. See, that's when you immerse yourself in toxicity and poison, you can't get better. You ain't gonna get better. That's why you have to have a right spirit, Contrail, Sister Avion, fellow student. If you don't have a right spirit and you immerse yourself in this toxicity and poison, you ain't gonna get no better. They didn't have a right. They had a spirit like Joshua. They didn't have a spirit like Caleb. They didn't have a spirit like Moses. They didn't have a spirit like the high priest Aaron. Our people are toxic and poisonous. Why? Because they choose to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it. They can't suffer no consequences for their action. They don't want no hardship. They want fast food, fast life, fast time. What a great time. And they think y'all supposed to deliver all this to them in a basket, just like that bread from that manna from heaven. They don't want harshness. They want everything brought on them on a silver and golden platter. And when it ain't brought to them on a, which they don't appreciate, they don't appreciate it, Contrail. They don't appreciate it, Abby, Sister Abby. Because if they did, they wouldn't do what they want to do in regards to Moses. They got their brothers locked out. Now they threw Yah into the equation. Because they ain't got a right heart, country.
Well,
if you ain't got a right heart and a right spirit, you're doomed to repeat the same thing over and over and over again and do some add-on and expect a different result. Go ahead, country. My apologies, brother.
They just got victory over the Canaanites. You just read it.
That ain't good enough.
And they knew the solution. They made a vow to Yah. If you give us the victory, we're going to destroy the place.
Exactly.
And Yah made it happen. Why didn't they use that formula from there on out?
Because
that's the formula they should have used.
Because it was superficial, culture. That spirit in them was superficial. They did it by remote. They didn't do it because they actually believed it. They do it by remote. We've been told this so often, we just go remotely do this. It ain't part of our innate nature that we believe in Yah, we trust in Yah, we depend on Yah. We just acting out of a rote behavior. And
that doesn't make sense because they asked Yah for the victory and he gave it to them.
Right.
So that's based on their own experience. You facing the Canaanites, you want to come out and attack you.
Right.
In fact, he does, and he takes them captives.
Right.
You turn to Yah and ask him for victory, and
right.
he gives it to you.
Exactly.
That's the formula.
Exactly. But what are you doing now? You're chronic bitching. You're chronic complaining. You're like this. You just like the guy that killed the goose that laid the golden egg. Because you're not consistent. Even when you make your mistakes, you're still not consistent. The only thing you're consistent in is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's what we are. And I say we, because all of us like that, in some regard or another, because we're all dirty out here. Can't nobody lift their nose up at nobody in this nation. That's why we all should remain consistent. Consistent in what we've been taught and what we understand. And stop leaning to our own understanding, doing what we want to do, when we want to do it, and think that's going to work. That ain't going to work nowhere. You're a legend in your own mind if you think that's going to work somewhere. Never work, never will. You're only lying to yourself and or each other. Well, I can do it my way now. The hell with Moses. We got him blocked out. And let's throw y'all into it. Why not? Man, we crazy as we want to be. But that's why Contrail said, and I had to concur with it, don't let Israel, these rebels, get you messed up. because they will. And look what they're doing, Katya. See, y'all look at the even doing, you said a keyword, providence. Y'all even provide some providence for them right now. The bronze serpent. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. Our brother wouldn't let us through. And the souls of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against Yah in conjunction, Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Meliram to die in the wilderness? There is no food, no water. I so loathe this worthless bread. You know what bread they talking about? Manna. They call Yah's bread worthless, ungrateful asses. And we're still like that, Cottrell. So Yah, see, Yah got something for you when you start playing with it. So Yah sent fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people. And many of the people of Israel died as good folks. Therefore, the people came to Moses. They knew what to do, but they wouldn't do it on a consistent basis. And said, we sinned. For we have spoken against Yah and against you. Pray to Yah, Moses, that he take away the serpents from us. See, when you get your butt bit up enough, you'll get your mind right. So Moses prayed for the people. Then Yah said to Moses, make a fiery serpent. Set it on a pole. It should be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent, put it on a pole. And I know some of you saying, we don't gonna be putting no idols on them. We don't gonna be. You're not worshiping this serpent. Yah told Moses to do that for a special condition, okay? Yah always trying to find something to get around something. Yah told Moses to do that for a special condition, not to worship the serpent, okay? And it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. That was conditional for that, not to worship the bronze idol. I know some of y'all always got something to pick about. We don't gonna be worshiping no idols. And y'all ain't told nobody to worship no idols. He only told Moses to do that to save the people under special conditions. Praise y'all. Cottrell, what say you, my brother?
Basically, it was a test.
Yeah.
Are you going to do what I tell you to do for the remedy that you need?
Right.
All you got to do is look at the serpent that Moshe made.
Exactly.
How many people you think didn't look at the serpent?
Probably a whole lot of them, Katria, knowing us.
Yeah.
Knowing us.
For the same reason. Oh, Yah told us not to worship idols. But he told Moses to make the serpent. So if he had gotten bitten by the serpent, he's showing his power. And if you look at the bronze serpent that Moses made, you're going to be healed.
Right.
And you know, they use that same symbol in the medical field today.
I know it. I know it.
You've seen it on. You've seen it on.
Show
you
right.
On ambulance trucks.
Show you right.
Seen it on ambulance trucks.
Show
they don't
you
have
right.
A bronze. They don't have a bronze pole. They have a staff like a stick with the serpent going up it, and that's
show
the
right,
symbol
brother.
For the medical field. That's a medical
exactly.
Symbol.
Show you right, my brother. Show you right. Praise Yah. So, Cottrell, Sister Abby, our fellow students, from Mount Or to our cousin, Moab. Now, the children of Israel moved on and camped in Oboth. They joined it from Oboth and camped at Abram in the wilderness, which is east of Moab, our cousins, toward the sunrise. From there, they moved and camped in the valley of Zariah. From there, they moved and camped on the other side of Ammon, which is in the wilderness that extends from the border of Amorites. From Arnon is the border of Moab. Between Moab and Amorites, therefore, it is said in the bank book of wars of Yah. Here's what it says. Wahuth is Sufa, like my like Yam Suf. Sufa. The brooks of Onon and the slope of the brooks that reaches to the dwelling of Ar and lies in the border of Moab. From there they went to Beer, which is where Yah said to Moses, gather the people together and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song. Spring up, O well, all of you sing to it. The well, the leaders sang, dug by the nation's nobles, by the lawgiver with their sons. And from the wilderness, they went to Matana. From Matana to Nahalel. From Nahalel to Bamoth. From Bamoth in the valley, that is the country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looks down on the wasteland. King Shihon is defeated by Israel. Now, we weren't looking for no trouble. Look how nice we was. Look how nice we was. We was respectful. We knocked on the door. We didn't break the door down. We asked for an opportunity just to get on loan. Skip to the loo, my darling. Not like they do with the other things. Then Israel sent messages to Shihon, king of the Amorites, saying, let me pass through your land. We will not turn aside into fields or vineyards. We ain't going to go into your fields or vineyards. We will not drink water from your wells. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed through your territory. But Shihon would not allow Israel to pass through his territory. Everybody knew about it. So Shihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel in the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. Then Israel defeated him with the edge of the sword, took possession of his land from Arnon to Jabbok, as far as the people of Ammon, which are our cousins too. For the border of Ammon was fortified. So Israel took these cities. And Israel dealt in the cities of the Amorites, which they had taken, and Heshbon, and all his villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, king of Amorites, who had fought against the former king, our cousin, king of Moab, and had taken all his land. So they had taken his land from our cousin. So we say, man, it's all in the family. As far as Amnon, therefore those who speak in Proverbs said, in regards to this taking of this Moabite land by the Amorites, come to Heshbon. Let it be built. Let the city of Shihon be repaired. For the fire went out from Heshbon, the flame from the city of Shihon. It consumed Ar of Moab, the lords of the heights of Arnon. Woe to you, Moab. You have perished, O people of Chemosh. Chemosh was their god, the Moabite people. He has given his sons as fugitives, his daughters into captivity, the Moabites, to King Shihon of Amorites. But we have shot at them. Heshbon has perished, these are Amorites, as far as Dibon. Then we lay waste as far as Naphah, which reaches to Medeba. Thus Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites, which they had taken from our cousin, the Moabites. Then Moses said to spy out Jezreel. He was a good leader, wasn't he? He didn't just run up into a spot. See, some of them ain't got no sense, Cartrell. See, even though we know Yah's on our side, what is that saying? Watch and pray. This is a case of Moses praying and watching too. See, we're always jumping to things where we should put our trust totally in Yah, but we still should investigate your situation also, reasonably and rationally. And Moses, being a good general he was, sent out spies. And they took his villages and drove out the Amorites, who were there, the additional ones. And now King Og gets to be. Now, all this, mind you, keep in your mind's eye, you not have crossed the Jordan yet. So Moses has a right to be where he is doing what he's doing, because he has not crossed into Canaan yet. Okay? This is on the other side of Canaan, what it was going down. Get into it, people. Get into it. Immerse yourself into the studies. So he's on the opposite side of the Jordan, and he's not into the land of Canaan yet. But although there were some outskirts, some outposts, such as the one he had defeated on the other side of, because those Canaanites, they were numerous too. They were all over the place. They turned and went up by the way of Bashan. So King Og of Bashan went out against them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. Then Yah said to Moses, hey, Moses, come on, don't even worry about that, man. You got this. Moses, do not fear, for I have delivered him into your hand. So when Yah tells you that, you ain't got nothing to worry about. All bases are covered. Praise Yah. And Moses didn't, and the people didn't either. But they always had some trouble because they were hard-headed, our people. That's why Yah called them stick-necked, and we all the same way. Stick-necked and stubborn. But in this case, they're going to do what Yah says. I have delivered him into your hand with all his people in his land. And you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in heaven. You're going to do to him. So they defeated him, his sons, all his people, until there was no survivor. They cut them to the coast, as we say in the hood. There was no survivor left. And they took possession of his land. Well, they should have kept that up. Okay? That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to get rid of the folks and the animals and whatnot and everything. But as we normally do, Kaji, and I'm getting before the story, we normally want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to. Now, case in point, getting before the story. I know Joshua was fooled by a certain group of people. They came like they came from a long distance away, and they made a compact with Israel. Sometimes you're fooled. But when you ain't fooled, you need to do the right thing. Okay? But we're going to get to that story, too. I want to praise Yah and bless his holy name. Contrary, these stories are so wonderful. Well, Sister Abia, these stories are so interesting, especially if you immerse yourself into these studies, and you become part of that nate. You can smell the dirt. You can hear the animals cry. You can hear the war cry. You can hear Yah talking to Moses. You can hear Moses talking to Yah. But you got to have the right heart and right spirit. If you don't have the right heart and right spirit, I'm not saying you got to be perfect. That's why we advise you. We strongly advise you, encourage you. Ask the Most High in prayer for a right heart, not like Yom Su, and a right spirit. So you can develop this relationship that will enhance your relationship with Yah. You will heed his counsel and enhance your relationship with your brothers and sisters, because we love to hate each other. We're like pit bulls. That's why the Most High said, you got to love your brother and sister as you love yourself. But every time we see a brother and sister, it's some blue and white lights and some yellow color and tape. You know why? Because we lean into our own understanding. We get into gangs. We're getting into churches. We're getting into Muslims. We're getting into Roman Catholic Church. We're getting into everything but the right thing. That's why we can't stand one another. Now, if we got into the right thing, mind you, we'll learn to love one another and appreciate one another, because the Most High sees us all on an equal scale. Okay? Yom Suf ain't no better than nobody, and you ain't no better than me. That's how it goes. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, my dear sir and my brother and friend. Sister Avia, dear ma'am, my sister and friend. May the Most High bless each of you. And Katria, you have the mic, brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. It was a very interesting lesson.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that this generation that Joshua took over,
mm-hmm.
and we can see they made similar mistakes as their their parents,
right?
And complaining out to the Most High and to Moshe about their condition,
mm-hmm.
but they were contrite. They asked Yah for forgiveness, and Yah gave them victory after victory after victory from this point on,
mm-hmm.
because they were obedient to Yah.
Exactly.
And the Amorites were Canaanites, and the lands that they're conquering and they're taking over and inhabiting are Canaanite lands.
Okay.
Our cousins Moab and Ammon, they were not able to take those lands because the Canaanites were too strong for them, which is why our cousins Moab and Ammon, they envied the nation of Israel because we were able to defeat their enemies when they couldn't. We defeated our king of Bashan and that other king. And they envied us because we took land they were trying to take.
So I can
be the family envy, the family jealousy, and the family battle with our cousins Moab and Ammon. But
and
the Most High gave us power over
Edom
the Canaanites.
Edom saw it too. Don't leave bro out. He saw we had defeated those nations. Our cousin saw it. Our brother saw it. And the jealousy still is there, even as we speak.
Right. So our cousin Esau, he wouldn't let us pass through the border to go into the land of Canaan. Matter of fact, he shut us out. We had to go around.
Exactly.
But we didn't go to war with him at that point in time. But we did go to war with these Canaanites, which y'all told us we would do.
Exactly.
And as a result of taking these places, the tribe of, I believe, Gad, Reuben, and Manasseh took over these lands on this side of the Jordan.
Exactly.
But that's a little bit ahead of the story.
But isn't it wonderful, contrary of these stories? How mystical, how realistic, how human, how spiritual these stories are. Astounding, brother. Astounding and confounding. Praise God.
It kind of shows the character of what our people should be.
Exactly.
We should be humble before Yah. We should be following his command. And how we approach other nations is not bodacious and braggadacious and holy bold. We approach them with humility. All these nations we approach them with humility.
Exactly.
We just want to pass through your highway. We're not going to turn to the right angle, you know, do what you feel. We just want to go through.
Through the main house.
To do that. And then they came out. They came out to go to war with us. Nobody told y'all to do that. We ain't here to go to war with y'all. But the fact y'all want to go, y'all want to start something, don't start something you can't finish.
Hey, what did they say, Katria? Don't write a check your behind can't cash. Okay?
Right. So we didn't ask for war with these nations. These nations came out to war with us. All we asked them was a passageway through the highway. We go keep it moving. But y'all didn't want to do that. So what are we supposed to do? Oh, now you're coming out with your army to fight with us? Okay.
We're going to give you what you're looking for.
Right.
Praise your country.
Praise your country. It's just like now.
Yeah, country. Go ahead, brother.
They calling us black Hebrew identity extremists.
Oh, they're
we terrorists.
Oh,
we terrorists.
Oh, they're
we ain't looking for no fight. We just looking to get ourselves right. That's all we're looking for.
All
get ourselves right. We know we can't beat y'all. Y'all got nuclear bombs. And all we got is a little bit of ammo that y'all give us. We know your weapons.
You ain't lying, country.
Yeah, a little bit of ammo y'all give us to compare to the ammo that y'all got.
Right. We don't have foundries to make these weapons, nor do we have an ammunition plant to make ammunition. So it would be foolhardy for any Hebrew Israelite to take upon himself challenge these nations. I mean,
and even if you got all that ammo, did you see that 60-something year old white dude that threatened to kill Biden and Alvin Bragg and Kamala Harris?
FBI. The FBI felt that he need one more bullet and they gave it to him.
How many bullets did he have?
He had a whole lot of, but he didn't get to use one of them. So they said he needed another one, so they gave it to him.
Would you say he had a warehouse full of guns and bullets?
Yeah, all that braggadocious nonsense. And the Most High tells us, choose not your enemy's way and become not like them. And we have become so braggadocious about everything. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I can do anything. Whenever I want to do, when I want to do it, and how the hell I want to do it. You keep lying to yourself, okay? Our ancients didn't act like that. They were humble. They were stalwart men and women. They were humble. And they did what Yah told them to do, when he told them to do it, and how he told them to do it. They didn't take it upon themselves, the initiative, to draw people into these fights. They were just, as Cartier succinctly alluded to, looking for safe passage. I just want to go through, man. I ain't looking for no trouble. And Yah gave the victory. So we need to be a little bit more. No, we need to be a whole lot more humble. And stop with this braggadocious and want to have a parade just like these countries after war and death. They want to march like the Romans through the Colosseum and all that nonsense. We don't have a parade, a death parade, a marching and glorifying in death. We take it as a serious aftermath of war. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. Go ahead, Cartier.
I mean, it's self-evident that we need to be in line with the Most High as a nation, as a people that he chose. Anytime we get out of line, we have problems. In spite of our circumstances and conditions and our environment, we need to be faithful, loyal, dedicated to our Creator. Because he will take us out of the worst of situations.
That's for sure. Praise Yah, God, Joe. Bless his holy name.
Praise Yah. Bless his holy name.
Fellow students, praise Yah, bless his holy name. Society, Yah, praise Yah, and bless his holy name. And to the Most High, bless your holy name, Yah, and praise your holy name. So, Cartier, we're about to proceed to the last segment of study, which is in the Psalms, like Psalm 1 in the same, and it's chapter 106. Psalm 106. And, you know, it's closely akin to what we study, aligned to what we study. Joy and forgiveness of Israel's sin. There's joy when y'all forgive. You know why? Because it gives you a boost of confidence. The anxiety is taken away. The fear is taken away. And you feel it easy like Sunday morning, like the Commodores was sung. So, but if you don't have that forgiveness of Yah, inequities, you're in fear, you're in anxiety, you're in trepidation. Forgiveness of Yah, there's joy in the forgiveness of Israel's sin. Praise Yah. Cartier, you have the chalkboard, and you have the chalk.
All praise to the Holy One, Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's true based on the story we just read, because the fiery serpents would have killed everybody.
Yep.
If not for Yah forgiving us, showing his loving kindness and tender mercies towards us. So, yeah, when we mess up, Yah gonna get us. But his mercies endure forever. What's the title of this chapter again?
Joy and forgiveness of Israel's sins.
And that's what we read too. They were singing at the waters and celebrating their victories over Og, king of Bashan, and Sihon, king of the Amorites.
Right.
You're in tune with Yah. It gives you reason to be joyful and to celebrate.
In Yah.
Praise Yah. Psalms 106. How ironic. Because it starts off with giving thanks and praise to our Creator, which we do on Fridays. Tell me that's a coincidence. Praise Yah. Give thanks to Yah for his good. And not just on Fridays, every day.
Every day.
You wake up and you suck that oxygen into your lungs. You should be giving thanks to the Most High.
Praise Yah.
Why? Because his loving kindness endures forever. How long is that? Does forever ever end?
It never does, Katya.
How about the loving kindness for men? Is that forever? Or does that end somewhere?
Well, that's going to end.
Does men have it?
Well, long as they're doing the right thing according to Yah, it doesn't. But long as they're doing the wrong thing, not according to Yah, everything must come to an end, gotcha?
I don't think mankind has the loving kindness that endures forever that Yah has.
Oh, you said do mankind? No. Man, jump across you, they'll love on you one day and stab you in the back the next day, okay?
So in order to be like Yah, guess what? Your loving kindness has to endure forever. You have to have mercy. You have to have forgiveness. You have to show kindness if you want to be God-like, right?
Exactly.
Who can utter the mighty acts of Yah? We can. Can we utter the mighty acts of Yah? That's what we do on a Real Talk with Real People show. That's what you're supposed to do. Utter the mighty acts of Yah and fully declare his praise. We give praise to the Most High all the time. Because you know what? That's what we're supposed to do. Blessed are those who keep justice. I guess America is not going to be blessed. God bless America. No, y'all don't keep justice. No justice, no peace. Blessed are those who keep justice. They keep talking about God bless America. God ain't blessing America because there's no justice here. Mass injustice, mass incarceration.
Well, he said he didn't bless Hawaii. And that's the 51st state? Gotcha.
50. He got 50 states, bro.
Okay, 50 states.
Yeah. Paradise Island.
Mm-hmm.
What they calling it now?
Bird to Chris.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And don't blame Mother Nature. We know about that, right?
No.
We read yesterday, Yah commands the flames, don't he?
He certainly did.
All right. Blessed are those who keep justice. You got to be fair. You got to be balanced. And you got to be necessarily what he's talking about in the courts of law. Be just, be fair, be balanced in dealing with people in general, right?
Exactly.
Blessed is the one who does what is right at all times. You got to do what's right how many times?
All the time.
All the time. Can't take a break. Can't take a break from doing what's right all the time. Remember me, Yah, with the favor that you show your people. Individually, we have to know Yah for him to remember us, right?
Exactly.
And the only way he's going to know you individually, which he does already, is your communication with him. Because if you forget about him, you don't regard him, you don't call on him, why should he remember you?
Exactly.
Visit me with your salvation. Not Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, Mary's salvation, Jesus' salvation. Whose salvation do we want? We want Yah salvation. That I may see the prosperity of your chosen. We can't help that Yah chose us. That I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation. Did he say religion now, so? Did he say a Baptist? Did he say Protestant?
Nope.
Did he say Israelites united in Christ?
Nope.
What did he say?
Nation.
The nation of Israel. That I may glory with your inheritance. We are the Most High's inheritance. How valuable is an inheritance, Johnson?
It's valuable, brother, because that inheritance is forever and ever.
Okay. And the Most High inheritance is us. Got to understand that. We have sinned with our fathers. Confession, that's repentance. These are the things that we need to be saying as a nation. We have sinned. That's what we read in the chapter just there, right? That's what they did. Yeah. Oh, we sinned. We called you out, Yah, we called Moshe out, and you sent snakes on us. Forgive us. We sin. You got to acknowledge and you sin, right?
Exactly.
We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Got to admit it. Ain't nobody righteous on this planet right now. Our fathers didn't understand your wonders in Egypt. And that's what we're going over right now. Our fathers didn't understand. That's why the Most High sent their snakes on them, the fiery snakes. Why? Because they didn't understand what Yah was doing. They didn't remember the multitudes of your loving kindness. Do we remember that even today, Yamso?
Yes, I remember Yah's loving kindness.
Our people don't. That's why we're calling on Massa to be nice to us. And we're not calling on Yah and his loving kindness towards us. Because you know what? Just like we read tonight, if we fall on Yah's loving kindness, like our fathers did in ancient times, we wouldn't have to worry about our enemies, would we?
Exactly.
But we are rebellious. It says were, but we still are rebellious. At the sea, even at the Red Sea. Why are you rebelling against the Most High, even at the Red Sea? Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. He ain't doing this for us. He ain't doing this because we're righteous. He ain't doing this because we're holy, sanctified, and anointed. Why is he doing it? He's doing this for his name's sake. Because we are his chosen, and we are his inheritance, in spite of how we conduct ourselves, that he might make his mighty power known. He's going to do that again when he delivers us out of this captivity in the eyes of all the nations. He's going to make his mighty power known amongst these superpower, modern, high-tech nations. Guess what? The Creator's going to make his power known, his might known.
Exactly.
He rebuked the Red Sea. Also, it was dried up. Y'all can do that. No one can do that. So he led them through the depths and through the desert. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them. We need that now, don't we? We need plenty of doses of Yah's hand saving us from people that hate us, right?
Exactly.
Unless we stop picking up some chairs and start, you know, whipping some ass.
You need to stop it, guys. You need to stop it. Stop it, guys.
Because he is going to redeem us from the hand of the enemy. And he probably gave us the power to do that. He said, pick up that chair, brother, and go to work. Mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly.
So King David picked up a rock. He might tell you to pick up a chair. Pick up a chair. Pick up a chair.
Stop it, God. Now, he might not. I don't tell him. I mean, Samson, you
he pick up. He pick up.
A jawbone.
Ah.
A chair just as good.
Use what you got in your hand.
What did my boy say? A chair is not a chair. Put your hand. All right, bro.
Yeah, we're not going to save ourselves, though. Because a chair ain't nothing against the U.S. Navy or the U.S. military or the U.S. Army or Vladimir Putin. We need Yah's hand to redeem us from the hand of our enemy.
Exactly.
For sure. We're not going to save ourselves, brothers. The chair ain't going to help you.
No.
The water covered their adversaries. That brother wasn't going to let the water stop him, was he?
I'm
going through these waters, baby. Get to my brother. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his word. They sang his praise because he drowned the whole army of Pharaoh in the water.
You lost me for a minute there because I thought you were talking about when a little boy, 60-year-old, damn called, there was not one left. You lost me for a minute there, bro.
He was looking for somebody to fight.
Yeah,
everybody got knocked out, punched up, black eyed.
Yeah, and the brothers came. Three brothers came. The bros came. And, you know, it was all over with.
And you know, they was ready to unleash that frustration, 400 years worth.
Man, them brothers was hitting hard. Okay.
They cracked that old lady with that chair upside her head. I know she was seeing the other side of the galaxy.
That guy they were hitting, they kept popping him up that day. He kept popping him. Bam, 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 bam.
They showed the young white boy in the aftermath.
Right.
He asked him about the incident.
Right.
He said that old nigga has some hands. That old nigga has some hands.
Okay.
He didn't quite say it like that, but that old brother held his own.
Yeah, when
like
the head
both of his eyes, huh?
Yeah, when the head goes up, the goons come out.
Oh yeah. So what happens with us as a people, Yansu? They soon forgot Yah's works. How many of us are talking about the works of Yah or his mighty acts and his loving kindness towards us? Are they out there preaching that? Are they preaching the word of John and Paul and Matthew and Luke and Jesus? They forgot Yah's work. We're not forgetting Yah's work, are we? No. We exalting Yah's work. Just like tonight, he fought the Canaanites on our behalf. They did not wait for his counsel. How many of us don't wait for the counsel of Yah? How many are out here leaning on our own understanding?
Most of us got here, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a shame. But gave in to cravings in the desert and tested Elohim in the wasteland. And that's what we're reading about. While he was in the Bad Midbar in the wilderness. He gave them their requests, but he sent leanness into their soul. He wasn't worried about their soul, like I said today. In today's time, people are mental and physical. They're not spiritual. And there's leanness in the soul of men today. Leanness in the souls of men today. Because you're too mental and you're too physical. Vanity, vanity. All is vanity, save Kohelet, King Solomon. So we're witnessing the same thing today. People not worry about their soul. They worry about their physical and their mental. They envy Moshe, also in the camp, and Aharon, Yah's saints. That's what we do, right?
That's what we do.
We ain't love Malcolm till he was there. That nigga stirring up the white people, calling them devils and pale things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. That nigga need to shut up. No, they killed him. Oh, now we love Malcolm. Malcolm, power. Come on, Israel. Come on, man. That's how we do our leaders?
Ali, yep.
That's how we do our leaders. We envy them. We want to take their place and be them. They want to take Aaron's place. Why are you envying Moses and Aaron? Their job ain't easy. They're handling over 600,000 Israelites, two men, but you want their job. Okay. Earth opened up and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. We just read about that not too long ago, did we? A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. And that's the destiny of the wicked. They're going to get burnt up. Don't be on that side where Yah calls you wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped a molten image. They exchanged their glory for an image of a bull that eats grass. How many people do that today? They still worship in the bull, you know. They forgot Elohim, their savior. Yeah, they substituted it now for Jesus. Jesus is their savior. But you're forgetting Elohim who brought us out of Egypt, who had done great things in Egypt. Jesus wasn't there. When Yah did great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham. Yeah, Ham wasn't cursed either. Ham was rich and powerful. Don't let the white man fool you. Ham was cursed black. Y'all cursed to be servants. No, Ham is greater than Yah. And awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them. Had Moshe's chosen not stood before him in the breach, and turned away his wrath so that he would not destroy them. He's about to destroy Israel. Nah, y'all, you can't do that. Put them out here to destroy them? What the nation's going to say? Yes, they despise the pleasant land. They didn't believe y'all's word. Do they believe y'all's word now, Yamsu? They don't even search y'all's word out.
Nope.
What murmured in their tents? Facebook. Back in the day, Facebook. Murmured in your tent. Just can't get around. You just in your tent. Moaning and groaning. That's what we do now, right?
Exactly.
And didn't listen to Yah's voice. So we bring you Yah's voice in a real talk for real people show. And I don't know how it's hitting you, how it's affecting you, but we're exalting the voice of Yah by going through what he said. Not what Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, and Mary said. We're telling you what Yah said, his voice. Therefore, he swore to them that he would overthrow them in the wilderness. that he would overthrow their offsprings among the nation where we are and scatter them in the land. Here we are. They joined themselves to Baal Peor and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Yeah. Drink the blood of Jesus, the body and the blood of Jesus. They call it communion. They provoked them to anger with their deeds every day. We still do. The plague broke out on them. That's why they run in to get the vaccine. Then Phinehas stood up and executed judgment so the plague would stop. Again, we read about the plague tonight. Moses had to build a serpent, a bronze serpent on a staff, which is the symbol for healing for the medical field today. But another plague, when Phinehas stood up and stopped the plague, that was credit to him for righteousness for all generations to come. We want to do righteous acts like Phinehas, maybe not as dramatic, but we want to do what's right all the time, so that for all generations we are credited for our righteous acts. They angered Yah also at the waters of Meribah, so that Moshe was troubled for their sake, because they were rebellious against his spirit. He spoke rashly with his lips. They didn't destroy the people as Yah commanded them, but mixed themselves with the nation. Are we still mixing ourselves with the nation?
Yep.
And learn their works. Are we still learning the works of the nation?
Yep.
They serve their idols. Are we still serving the idols of other nations?
Yep.
Which became a snare to them. We wonder why we're still in the position that we're in. We're snared. Why are we snared? Because we serve other people's idols. We're learning the works of other people. And we're mixing ourselves with the other nations. Yes, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters to demons. Yep. When you send your children to college and they join these sororities and Greek fraternities, you're submitting your sons and daughters to the demons, whether you know it or not. Because then they turn them out to be lesbians and gay and all these other abominable things in the eyes of Yah. Giving your children to the hand of demons, our enemies, they're demonic. You going to say something, Yahshua?
No, my brother. You know, remember I was telling you the story, getting ahead of the story, that we supposed to destroy all the Canaanites and everything that was there? We didn't do that.
But these tendencies that we're reading about now, that our people did in ancient times, we're doing the same thing now. We're trying to justify it. You're trying to be a Democrat. You're trying to run for office. You're trying to gain power in the midst of Babylon. And these people are sorcerers, witches, warlocks, and they deal with demons. They shed innocent blood. You see that every day. Even the blood of their sons and their daughters. You know, they say 9/11 was an inside job, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sacrificed at least 3,000 people that day just so they could go to war in Iraq. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I can believe it.
The land was polluted with blood. Is America's land polluted with blood?
Yep.
You don't realize it. Thus, they were defiled with their works and prostituted themselves in their deeds. Therefore, Yah burned with anger against his people. I'm sure he's furious with us now because we're not learning the lesson that we were designed to learn. He abhorred his inheritance, and he should. If you look at us now, he should abhor us as we speak. He gave them into the hand of the nations, where we are right now. Those who hated them rule over them, and we try to make them love us. Can't we all get along? Aren't you going to live up to the Constitution? All men are created equal. No, these people hate us. So how they jumped the brother. He was only doing his job. Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
They were brought into subjugation under their hand. Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, skinheads. They love Hitler. Trust me, they love Hitler.
Yeah, they love Donald Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, you know. Donald Trump is a big fan of Hitler.
Lord, yeah.
Yah rescued them many times, as he will, now and forever. He's going to rescue us. We can't rescue ourselves. But they were rebellious in their counsel. Are we still rebellious in our counsel? Still rebellious. Got a brother taking a flag that we created as elders. He ain't going to do his own thing now. Come on, man. Come on. We created the flag for all Israel to be under one umbrella. But you're going to take the flag and make a separate entity. What kind of sense does that make? Mm-hmm. Is that being rebellious? Or?
That's rebellious.
Okay. I feel the rebellious. You're not, you don't want to be unified. You don't want to be gathered. You want to do your own thing. You're leaning on your own understanding. And that's going to catch up with you. But they were rebellious in their counsel and were brought low in their iniquity. Because that's iniquitous. That's wicked. You're going to take the idea what the elders put forth to try to bring us all together. You're going to take that and try to run off and do your own thing. Go ahead with yourself. Rock ahead. Do you. Nevertheless, he regarded their distress. And we are in distress. When he heard their cry, what we got to do? We got to cry out. And you hear Imam Hadura saying it all the time. We need to cry out as a people, as a nation, unified under the heavens, that our cry be heard by Yah. But niggas, it's too hard to cry. We're not humble enough to cry. We ain't got to do that. So how y'all gonna hear us if we don't do that?
Exactly.
He remembered for them his covenant and repented according to the multitude of his loving kindness. They got that word again. You can say grace, like Christians say. We tap into Yah's loving kindness. He made them also to be pitied by all those who carried them captive. Do you think they pity us?
Yep.
Okay. Save us, Yah, our Elohim. Gather us from among the nations. We have to want to be gathered. Some of us don't want to be gathered.
No, they don't.
We're going to be gathered one way or the other. But it should be in our hearts to be gathered one with another. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see our people standing up for one another. They were united in defending that elder who got jumped, right?
Exactly.
That resonated around the world, man. People around the world are loving that. Stick
exactly.
up for one another. Gather. Be united. United we stand, the body we fall.
Even the right,
gather up.
Right, even the white riverboat captain said about his first mate, to me, it looked like a bunch of white folk jumping on a brother.
Mm-hmm.
He told the truth.
You got white people applauding our people for standing up for the right thing.
Exactly.
White people. Talking about they got exactly what they deserve. And they did. Some people said they should have got more.
Mm-hmm.
Save us, Yah, Elohim. Gather us. Got to want to be gathered from among the nations. Some people want to stay among the nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to leave America. Everything is hunky-dory with the nations. So we don't want to be with Negroes, just Negroes, black people. No, y'all going to just gather us from among these people that we so endeared with. To give thanks to your holy name. What are we supposed to be doing, Yasser?
Give thanks.
That's what we do, don't we? Give thanks.
Yes.
And we want to do what? Triumph in Yah's praise. Because there's a triumph when you're praising Yah and giving thanks to him. There's victory. We read about that tonight. Blessed be Yah, the Elohim of Yisrael, from everlasting to everlasting. Nothing old about that.
Nope.
Let all the people sing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let all the people say amen.
Rockwell, a rather lengthy chapter, but it was important and informative. And I hope the student took it to heart and studied it with a right heart and the right spirit to understand the solution. Stop wanting to be part of these nations. Stop trying to show up these nations. try to get the hell out of Harlem, so to speak. Praise God. Therein lies our antidote, Cartrell. Instead of trying to be like them, we need to be trying to get away from them. Praise God. They don't love us. Y'all says they hate us. Even though they pity us, they still hate us. You can still pity somebody. Oh, I pity the fool. Like dude said, I pity the fool, but he still hates you. Praise God. Bless his holy name, Cartrell. Amen.
Praise God and bless his holy name. And these people will have you eating human meat. I saw a video today where they take human cells and grow them in a laboratory into a big chunk of meat.
Oh,
and
hell
they make steaks out of it.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I believe in that.
But you follow the ways of these people, it's going to destroy you.
It will. And that's the bottom line, Katya. You keep following the ways of these people, these different nations that hate us, it's going to cost you. Praise God and bless his holy name. Fellow students, it's been a pleasure, always a pleasure. For me and I, suspect Cartrell and Sustavia, was Yah's word to you to be his ambassadors, his spokesperson, to say what thus said Yah said. No, not Peter, Paul, Mary, not Jesus, not Allah, not Buddha, but what Yah says, I owe him, our Yah. Praise and bless his holy name. And we look forward to Yah willing next week to bring more to you on a Real Talk for Real People study show. May the Most High bless each of you. May the Most High restore your souls for his name's sake, each of you. And may you get a new spirit, a right spirit, like unlike Caleb, Joshua, Moses, Aaron, Miriam, so on and so forth. Praise Yah. Cartrell Sustavia, will you close the remarks if you have?
I'm just going to say, as always, seek Yah, obey Yah, praise Yah. Oh, and if you have any type of problem, just look to Yah and ask for his solutions, and you'll be all right. So I hope everyone stay safe this weekend and be back on Monday for more. Shalom and love you all. May Yah bless.
Amen, sister. Praise Yah. Brother Cartrell.
Yes, sir. All praise again to the Holy One of Israel. Give him thanks, honor, and praise for his antidotes that he's laid out for us. Psalms 106, verse 43 says, he rescued them many times, but they were rebellious in their counsel and were brought low in their iniquity. You want to change that dynamic? Nevertheless, Yah regards our distress, and he hears us when we cry. The cry is coming up in about 3 weeks, September 2nd in Washington, D.C. We're gathering to cry out to Yah once again that he would hear our cry and have regard for our distress. So we ask you to join us, gather with us, because Yah going to gather us, whether you want to be gathered or not. We might as well do it of our own accord. And a way to do that is to visit the website that we've established, yahwillgather.us. Register. Hope to see you there. I'm not a Levite or a priest, but may these words have power and effect upon you. May the Most High bless us and keep us. May the Most High make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Most High lift his countenance upon us and give us peace until we meet again. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Amen and hallelujah. We love y'all. Be safe.
in action, there is no defense.